Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around, yeah. We're more.
Only Jesus, more than a miracle.
Change my
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus,
whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be it morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God
everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. I'd like to take a moment to thank everyone so much for coming on today and apologize for not being here on yesterday. We had to put in a call to our host, Blog Talk Radio. There were some issues going on. I'm so glad that Brother Bradshaw was able to work those through. Not exactly sure what the problem was, but I could not, for all that I tried, get on yesterday. So again, we apologize to you all, and we thank you so much for coming back today to make certain that we are still here. We are not going anywhere, and we are grateful to each and every one of you. Our Morning Words of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Reed Ann Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. He is doing a continuation of his Gratitude Tuesday. This is week number 8. So I ask you all to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves that quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Before we do, I see that Brother McFaul has already pressed number 1 on his phone and has a request. Brother McFaul, you are on the air.
Great morning. Just want to thank God for everything he's done, and just ask for prayers for myself as far as healing with my feet, as far as some pain that I've been having, and also just continue to pray for those that's in Buffalo with the wire shooting, and continue to pray for us as a whole that we continue to keep God first and do what's needed and required, and those on the highways. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have another 3964. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam Williams, asking prayer for my family as a whole, especially for my daughter Jayla and her husband Eric and her mother-in-law, that God will intervene in their situation. They're not members of her husband and mother-in-law are not members of the church. Pray that she'll be that Christian example for them. Also asking prayer for my daughter Kennedy, as well as my mom and my dad and everyone on the line, and pray that God will continue to give me that strength and comfort that I need and guidance to do those things that are pleasing and acceptable in his sight. Thank you.
Thank you. I know that we don't do this often enough, so I'm grateful to Brother Metlock for presenting this platform of Gratitude Tuesdays. I just want to say, and not to take away too much time from Brother Metlock, how grateful I am, because my husband was out of work for over a month, and he is the breadwinner in the household, so it was quite a struggle. And just like always, God has been there for us. We did not go lacking for anything. We were fed. We continued to have lights in the house. We were able to get, well, I was able to get to work, and nothing stopped in this household. I won't say that it wasn't hard, because it was. And now things are not 100%, but we're slowly getting there, and I know that it's by the grace of God. So I'm just so grateful for him that he keeps on blessing us in a way that allows us to keep on living in some level of comfort here in this world, and that we're still able to help others, not as much as we'd like to, but we're still able to do so. So I just wanted to share that with you all. I don't know what anybody is going through. Just keep your head up. Keep your ties to God in order and communicate with him. Be particular in your prayers. Let him know exactly what it is that you want, what your expectation is, because he may not give it to you right when you ask for it, but somewhere along the line you find that you already had it and you didn't even notice it. So just learn to be grateful. The next voice you hear will be that of Brother Patrick Metlock, and he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for giving me the opportunity to also share this platform with you and others this week. And we want to thank each and every one of you that's on the telephone, each of you that may be on the internet framework, as well as those who are joining me on Facebook Live. I appreciate each and every one of you, and none of you, believe you me, none of you are being taken for granted. I'm 57 years old. I'll be 58 in December. And I come from the TV watching generation, I guess you could say that. And so I remember some of those commercials that would come through. You know, they have put a lot of efforts into making the commercials very, very memorable and impacting today. But, boy, they did a good job of that back in the 70s and the 80s. And I want to say this might be a 1970s commercial back in the day, or a couple of them. this one where the guy is sitting on the edge of the bed and he's grabbing his stomach and he's groaning and he's saying, I wish I hadn't ate the whole thing. Then his wife is on the edge of the bed, the other end of the bed, saying, you ate it, Ralph. And y'all remember that one, that Alka-Seltzer commercial. Then you do the plop, plop, fizz at the end, and he would get what the relief that he needed. And then there was another commercial around the same time, and there was a series of commercials that kind of extended back then where the people from Rolaids basically said wanted to identify their brand with instant relief. And so how do you spell relief for indigestion and heartburn? And they basically said, well, spell it not R-E-L-I-E-F, but spell it R-O-L-A-I-D-S. And I think that did a tremendous job of helping their brand over the years. But this morning, I want to try to piggyback off of those commercials that, you know, really talk about, you know, things that oftentimes create discomfort for us. And in our format here for Gratitude Tuesday, talk about how do we spell relief. And obviously, I'm not talking about you spelling Rolaids or even spelling necessarily any other name brand thing like Gold Bond or other items, because we aren't getting paid to do any testimonials on today. But I'm really trying to make sure that we are giving God the glory. It's amazing because Brother McFall's and Sister Pam's prayers are prayers for relief in some way, shape, or form. Danielle is thankful for the relief that she was given, her and her family, when they went through what they went through. But how do you spell relief? And I don't know if we probably don't have time to push number one on our telephones, and I'm not sure if people on Facebook can respond so that I can see you, but, you know, you may be spelling relief from God may be providing relief from hemorrhoids or excessive itching or joint pain, back pain, a hangnail, insomnia, grief, depression, anxiety, panic, shock, fibromyalgia, or any other type of sickness or discomfort. But we need to be reminded what the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 41, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not look anxiously about you, for I am your God. This is the New American Standard. I will strengthen you. Surely, I will help you. Surely, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Not only did God mean that in speaking to Isaiah in this context, but I think the overall principle is that our God is a grace and mercy, comfort and relief type of God for those who have his face and received his favor. I want to remind you of the words over in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 15, after he had talked about, you know, people having rest and how that the word of God is quick and powerful and that no creature is hidden in his sight. He then closes that the chapter ends up being closed by saying, but we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You guys don't have time, it looks like, to share with me what things you might actually have need relief or have found relief for. I can just tell you, lately I've been having some issues with itching at night, and so I've had to change deodorants and use a different type of body wash soap. And I'll just tell you, Gold Bond is my relief these days in some cases. But I'll say to you, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, in whatever way, shape, or form that comes, that relief comes, just know that be thankful for how that relief comes, whether it's just through you praying, through you being patient, through you applying some type of application or taking some type of oral medication, whatever it might be. You know, some of it might be a shower, it might be a bath, it might be some other type of thing. Thankful that God continues to provide such grace and mercy to us, and that he continues to be one that indeed has that type of thing that's going on. All right. Daniel, you say you have someone that press one that wanted to share?
Yes, caller 9734.
Good morning, Brother Medlock, and good morning, Danielle, and everyone else on the line as well. This is Sister Boone, Glendia Boone. I found here lately, I'm working at the hospital, and we've just had all kinds of patients come back since COVID numbers are low here. So it's been a very stressful time, and I'm finding now that I have a good phrase that the Lord has blessed me with. I just look up and say, God, you got this? I'm rolling with you. So, and I find that the stress tends to lessen itself, then I'm able to think clearly, and then I'm able to schedule all the things that need to be scheduled so that our patients are served.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for that. And for you and others, like my wife and others, my wife doesn't do direct patient care anymore, but she's doing the case management piece. You know, we are just thankful for you guys being heroes on the front lines, assisting people during this very, very difficult and tumultuous time. So thank you for letting God use you as a vessel. And so we'll pray at this point. But thank you guys for allowing me to deliver that message, and hopefully it can be an inspiration to each and every one of you. Father, I want to thank you for this day. Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I don't want to leave this on my heart. I have a prayer request for the Coulter family. On this past weekend, my husband, one of his good friends and first cousins, lost his six-year-old son to gun violence. Someone shot up his house. He's a good guy. He doesn't bother anybody, not that we know of, and he doesn't know who did it or why. So just pray for that family, because I know I can't even imagine being in their shoes right now, that God will be with them and that they won't foolishly charge him for this, that they'll look to him for comfort. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I want to make sure I know there was at least one prayer request on Facebook, so we'll make sure that we're covering those as well. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, be with the and Sanders family for the loss of her daughter. We had just said in our devotional last week, we're thankful for our Ishmaels, thankful for our children. And now that this has happened, it kind of adds some poignancy to that, because in a lot of cases, we don't know whether or not we'll be able to enjoy them much longer, either to our demise or the demise of our children. And no parent would ever desire to bury their own child, but hoping that children would indeed bury them. So please be with this family as they deal through this tremendous loss. Brother McFall, be with him with regard to his feet and his traveling, and that he'll keep God first. Pam, for the family request with regard to her daughter and son-in-law, the mom-in-law, her other family members, mom and dad, and all these individuals. I think to Kennedy, her daughter, just be with them in the ways in which you know they need support. They need help. They need comfort. Be with Danielle as Danielle asks submitted a prayer of thanks that you were able to take her through the things that they had gone through with regard to his employment and that his livelihood now being restored, that things are getting back in order, and she's just giving you all the glory and all the praise. We were thankful for Sister Boone for sharing her praise report with regard to what's going on in the hospitals and how that she sees you working in the lives of various ones that she is encountering, and that is encouraging and strengthening her as a Christian. And then Sister Danielle asks about this Coulter family, that they indeed having your house shot up, which we can only imagine what that is like, you know, to be in your domicile and to think that you're at peace and that you're safe, and then all of a sudden things are your borders are violated with bullets. So, Father, just be with that family and deal with the circumstances that need to be dealt with, and that the innocent will be found innocent and that the guilty will be found guilty. And Father, we don't want to forget the circumstances in Buffalo and the circumstances in Ukraine and other things that are happening. Just allow us to be able to continue to pray to you and continue to put those circumstances forward, and that hatred and that evil that exists in the world, that it can be better contained, and that we as Christians can play the role that we can play in exhibiting our influence so these things might not happen or might not happen as often. Father, just continue to bless us and keep us all, for we're all in need of your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.